Oh my God.
No.
Speaking live. No. Speaking live. Kawhi Leonard is going to the Los Angeles Clippers. Yo, yo, yo. What's up, everybody? It's your boy Hamza out here. This is the first take of the Garam Masala chat. We're brought to you live by it's me and your boy Muzamo Chaudhry out here.
Yo, yo. We out here. We're driving to New York, so please excuse the background noise. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got some good takes lined up for y'all. You know, this is more like a... We're just trying to have fun with it, so...
This is for the boys.
This is for the boys, you know?
This is for the mandem, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we out here. We got some good topics, some juicy topics that people don't fucking talk about.
And, of course, we can't end this pod without... Or even start this pod off by saying that... Without saying... This is all brought to you by Sean Masala. Couldn't have done without you.
You know, I'd like to shout out our two sponsors. They've been really good to us. Sean Chaat Masala and Basmati Chawal. So, you know, we'll our ads will come later on. So, you know, but, you know, let's get this thing started. You know, we got some sports things to discuss. In fact, this is the best time to be talking because, you know, we have Kawhi Watch going on right now, watching his every move. You know, shout out the Toronto Raptors, the best team in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
No cap, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just spitting facts. I mean, tell me I'm lying. We won the fucking championship. Therefore, we're the best fucking team in the world. Tell me I'm lying.
Most of you guys know Muzamo, so you know he's a diehard Raptors fan. But for those of you who may not know or are kind of new to this...
Yeah, but obviously, tell me I'm fucking lying. We're the fucking champs. We're the fucking champs. Tell me I'm fucking lying.
Obviously,
I want to hear you say it.
Obviously.
Who's the best team in the fucking world?
Listen, man, listen. Obviously, let me just... I just need to break down Muzamo real quick. Obviously, he's a diehard Raptors fan. So... We are on this long road trip. I'm stuck with this guy for like God knows how many hours. We are anxiously awaiting the Kawhi Watch. This dude, Kawhi Leonard, is like OJ Simpson right now. You know, he got people freaking stalking his rides.
Tell him what I'm wearing right now.
This dude's wearing a freaking.
I'm talking game one NBA wearing, finals OVO
he's
shit.
You know, he's got his Raptors boxers on. You know, his socks.
I got my fucking best in the world OVO hat on.
He got his.
You know why? Because we're the best in the fucking. Tell me who the best team in the fucking world is.
This dude, man. Hey, he's. You know what? Shout out the Toronto Raptors, man. They're NBA champs. You know.
I'd like to start this asking Hamza. Hamza, have you officially converted to the Raptors fan base?
Listen, man, you guys know I'm a diehard DC fan. I mean, I'm not diehard, but, you know, like I'm truly a Baltimore native, but because we don't have a basketball team, I rep the Wizards. The Ernie Grunfeld era has really made me sick of the Wizards, and although he's been fired, I don't know what to expect. We don't even have a real GM right now. I'm thinking about transiently switching my allegiances to Toronto, maybe even Utah, given, you know, they're making some moves.
Utah.
And I'm a Donovan Mitchell fan, you know, but
too many
nonetheless, I am very pro Toronto right now. I'm a pro Raptors fan. The fans base is pretty good. Some are a little more than others, aka Muzamo, but you know, it's a good experience. It's a good team. I like the vibes. All right, welcome to the first episode of the Garam Masala podcast. I'm just gonna outline what we're gonna talk about today. We're gonna start out with a reflection on the Raptors organization. Obviously Muzamo has something to say about that. We'll transition to the state of the Wizards. Then we will invite another one of our special guests, Ado Mumtaz of the Mumtaz clan, and he's gonna help talk to us about the state of free agency as a whole and other such matters. Then we'll have a little fun competition between two other special guests of ours, Ali Javed Manzoor and Qasim Beg. So this will be fun. We have a little prize at the end for the winner. And then we're going to talk about a really hot and juicy topic for you guys, about the unspoken competition between Maryland guys and Northern Virginia guys. It'll be interesting. It'll be funny. So stay tuned for that. And we're going to conclude the remaining portion of this podcast with a live reaction that we had previously recorded the night that Kawhi had chosen his team, and so you guys will see the live reaction of Muzamo, and so stay tuned for that. All right, welcome back, guys. So now we're going to talk about the state of the Wizards and Raptors, just some reflections after now the Kawhi trade has fell through. I'm going to let Muzamo start off with this because, I mean, obviously I want to get his reactions right now. Muzamo, can you please tell me what you think about this trade now that Kawhi's gone, the state of the Raptors, maybe how you think it's going to shape out to be. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. Yeah, for sure. And you know what? At the end of the day, first and foremost, we won a championship. And I speak on behalf of the city and the true fans of the country, the team, you name it. Everyone's grateful. Everyone's very appreciative. At the end of the day, we always knew that we always wanted to go to the Clippers when he was asking out of San Antonio. So truthfully speaking, we were always prepared for this moment. But obviously winning a championship would make anybody hopeful. I mean, at the end of the day, the fact that we were even in the running for him to return, that speaks volumes to how great we did, quote unquote, recruiting him by example all season. So I'm happy for him that he went to the Clippers and not the Lakers. I want him to go to the Lakers at any cost. But going to the Clippers, I am not upset. I'm upset that we aren't running it back. But for him, I'm happy for him. He's gone back home. But it looks like we've been picking up a lot of good role players, a lot of two-way players like Hollis Jefferson. Stanley Johnson can be molded. We have a good development program. So, you know, I think the focus right now looks like Masai wants a lot of good defenders and Nick Nurse can coach them to good offense. So that's more or less what the organization scope looks like. I mean, we'll be a gritty team. I still think we're a playoff team. It'll be very different.
At least one season, the Raptors are in limbo. There's not much we can do. We have some expiring contracts with Ibaka, Lowry, and Gasol. They could move them at the deadline, but for now, I think Masai wants to run with the squad, see how they do up until the deadline. And, you know, right now, everybody just is playing with a chip on their shoulder. But for a year, we're just in this limbo stage, and then next year we should have cap space again to make a big move.
But, you know, again, as for Kawhi and Danny Green, all I can say is, you know, thank you to the both of them for bringing leadership and giving us a championship. I mean, something that we've never seen, and I myself saying this, you know, seeing it in my lifetime, that's awesome. So that's kind of the state of the Raptors and the feelings, and you know, Clippers is better than Lakers. I'm not for LeBron's legacy and Kawhi helping it, so I'm happy for him.
I completely agree with you there. I mean, like, you know, he brought you a chip, you know, like that's something that he got you over the hump. You guys were really close, you know, one seed a couple years back to back. Or like, you know, within the span of 3 years or something like that. But, you know, like, what more can you ask for? You're a Raptors fan. You got to see a finals berth for a time, first time in franchise history. You also got to see a championship, basically stopping a dynasty, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, man, at the end of the day, he fulfilled the deals of his term. He came, gave his all. He gave his all. We all can say he gave his all. And he won us a championship. He was the MVP. So what can I possibly say to get
exactly? And you can hate a guy for wanting to go home. Like, and the thing, and you brought up the fact that like they were still in contention towards the end. I mean, there are a lot of reports out there that were, you know, like, you know, freaking, I mean, Rick Bucher thought it was going to be LA, like the Lakers, and Chris Bosh thought it was like a 95-97% chance he's going to go there. Like,
I genuinely believe, based on reports, I genuinely believe that if the Clippers did not pull off that Paul George trade, he was coming back to Toronto.
Yeah, exactly.
Really, and Lakers and that, never had a chance. The Lakers media really boosted that whole notion that he might go to the Lakers, but that, yeah.
I mean, exactly. There are reports saying that he would conveniently ask the Lakers front office to meet him in locations where he could meet Paul George soon afterwards. So yeah, I think, I think he wouldn't mind going to LA if had it not been like LeBron there, but everyone knows.
Right.
That with LeBron, you have some sort of drama, some sort of extra spotlight on you. And
yeah,
he's
exactly.
He's like a blue-collar guy, you know, want to go to work, do my thing, you
it's
know, win
the,
games.
It's Los Angeles without the Hollywood attention.
Exactly,
you know? And,
exactly.
And that team will be excited. Exciting. I'm looking forward to watching them play. Yeah. But, you know, aside from that, let's talk about the Wizards really quickly. You know, what's the state of the organization? You know, what's the situation? You guys just got CJ Miles. He was a former Raptor. Very classy locker room guy. Seems like you guys are going for young kids and locker room presence.
Yeah, so I mean, we're kind of in a weird situation right now where we're kind of doing like a half rebuild, but like still trying to figure it out. I'm not going to lie. Like I'm a little hesitant on Tommy Shepard still, since you know I don't know what to bring about him. He was also part of the Ernie Grunfeld era, so I'm just hesitant. I would rather start fresh altogether. But you know, like he seems to be doing a good job so far. We did get finally. We had like you know first round pick. It seems like we've been just trading it away all the time, and we acquired some second round picks. We were getting younger, and honestly, it's kind of refreshing because like like we there's been like a sense of entitlement here in DC, you know, like, oh, Wall's this, Beal's that, we should be this good, we should that good. Like, it, I think, you know, it's time to kind of, you know, move on and start like finding more guys that are hungry, younger guys that can contribute. And I'm all for it, you know, like it clearly hasn't been working the past few years. Something's got to change. I don't know what to say about the Bradley Beal situation. Obviously, I want him to stay. I guess all Wizards fans are open to an offer as long as it's fair. I mean, given the fact that we just saw, given the fact what we saw Paul George and Anthony Davis go for, I mean, obviously Bradley Beal is a different tier than them, but like, you're not going to get away with giving us like basically what the Spurs gave, the Raptors gave the Spurs for, you know, Kawhi. Like, that's not going to fly. You're going to need to give maybe 2-3 first, maybe another young piece or two. Like, I'm not ready to give him away just for cheap, just because we may not be able to keep him. You know, so I think some
of contender... Of course. He's your best asset. I mean, yeah. You know what? It's your rebuild is just being slowed down by Wall's contract and his injury, really. I mean, I'm excited to see how Isaiah Thomas does, but, you know, I don't know. Talk about his contract. Like, why? Obviously, you know, you talk about how he did deserve it. My biggest criticism of Wall is, why can't he still shoot? But, you know, what can you do,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah, that's my thing. Like, you know, it's easy to sit here in hindsight 2020 and be like, oh, we shouldn't have given that contract. But, like, people so quickly forget that year that he was offered the extension, he was an All-NBA player. You know, we were one game away from Eastern Conference Finals. He had pretty much a career year. You as a franchise are forced to give your best player with the highest upside that contract and hope he lives up to it. Now, what happened afterwards with the injuries, with the work ethic, with, you know, what have you, the going out to Rose Bowl and all this other stuff that's happened, that's kind of on him. You can't predict that. And you can't sit there and regret, like, oh, I shouldn't have given that contract, because you had no choice. And I think Wizards fans are kind of quickly to forget, and even, like, some outside NBA people, because he hasn't lived up to his contract. But, I mean, like, I'm not sure what the point is moving forward. I hope he kind of realizes that he has to, like, change his you know, the
work
way he operates
and approach.
Yeah, work,
yeah.
Exactly. He's going to have to develop a jump shot. I mean, everyone, and he especially, has to know that he's not going to come back being the same player after an Achilles injury.
Oh, 100%. So, I mean, a guy that relies on his athleticism, he better develop true skill now. Yeah, absolutely.
He has to. So I do want to jump on one thing real quick, or like touch on it at least. The whole notion that, like, you know, the reports out that Miami's willing to take on Wall's contract to also give up Beal, I think that's ridiculous. I don't think you should trade basically your best player right now just to get rid of another contract. You know, that's devaluing the asset we already have just to trade a contract. And so I think that's ridiculous. I mean, Pat Riley is obviously trying to fleece us a little bit, and he's obviously a great president.
That won't happen, man. He's just going for everything.
And I hope they don't go about that, because, again, some team is going to be desperate, especially a contender who's going to need a guard, and, you know, they're going to be willing to give up whatever they can to take a risk. Think about what Philadelphia gave up for Jimmy Butler, right? He didn't end up staying, but teams are going to do that all the time. So
absolutely.
I'm not really worried. I just want to see how this young team plays out. Maybe it changes Beal's mind. Maybe, you know, Beal now, it's his team type of thing, you know, like.
You guys are vets now. You can't blame them for asking out as well, because they want to win. I mean, they haven't, he's never been able to contend. There's a point where he's going to get fed up. So I hope that they have some sort of plans, or, you know, when they present him with the extension, that has to come with a pitch. And I hope
the pitch is a
realistic one. So, you know, I'm excited to see how you guys do this season. You have some guys that are hungry to make some noise, like Isaiah Thomas. I mean, who knows what he'll do, but he's hungry to prove people wrong. And that's the best type of player to have. So,
and I'm glad we got Dwight Howard out of there, out of that locker room. Just, you know, so I know that he also has a chip on his shoulder, but look, like, we are
the negative attention he got was definitely not helpful.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. Hopefully, we'll be more smarter about the decisions we make as a front office. But at the very least, I'm not going to blame Bradley Beal if he wants out, because obviously you want to win. But at the same time, you know, we ourselves have to do our part to basically invest in him, have him invest the remaining portion of his prime here. So we'll see how that goes.
All right, that should wrap that segment up. Next up, we'll have Adil online here to talk about free agency and just talk about what's been going on these last few days. So we'll get back soon.
Papa, मुझे बहुत भूख लगी है. लेकिन ये हेरिस टीटर वाला चावल नहीं पसंद, मैं क्या खाऊं?
खबरदार जो इस घर में हेरिस टिटी के चावल खाओ, बासमती चावल, प्यार इश्क मोहब्बत।
Hey there, what's
going on? Yo, Khabib, knockout.
Oh. What's going on?
What up, dog?
Did you change the name of this group from Garam Masala? That's my only request.
Nah, all right, give us a title option.
I don't know. I'll leave it up to you guys, but as long as it's not Garam Masala.
Nah, man, we got to stick with it. It's a blue collar name. Blue collar name.
Right. Yo, so we back here. We're going to start our next segment. We have Khabib Knockout, a.k.a. Adil Mumtaz from the Mumtaz clan. We have him on call. Adil, how's it going, my man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. So, we wanted to take this time to talk about free agency. Obviously, Kawhi signed. Lakers and Clippers rosters are coming together. They're pretty much, I would say, 85-90% complete. Talk about the NBA landscape. You know, what do you think from the East now that Toronto's not a contender? What do you think of the West? Any surprise free agent trade moves and just general conversation? So just to get going, first thought on the Kawhi signing, and what's your first take on that?
Yeah, it was awesome, dude. I mean, from the standpoint of him spurning LeBron like that, that was sick. And then everything he said afterwards as far as him not wanting to team up with LeBron, yeah, he's the man. I mean, yeah, it sucks he left Toronto, but I think that was going to happen.
Yeah, and then, anything better than the Lakers, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure.
Adil, let me ask you, are you kind of surprised that Kawhi was so stealth with the way he went about this, like organizing meetings with the Lakers front office, conveniently located right where he's going to meet PG afterwards?
Yeah. No, actually, it's Clippers ownership, because I read this article that Ballmer knew obviously what the Lakers were offering, and he knew what the Raptors were offering, and obviously they were giving Kawhi the world. So behind the scenes, they basically arranged this with Paul George, and then in a meeting with Kawhi, they told Kawhi, hey, if we get Paul George, will that seal the deal for you? And right. he told him, yeah. And then,
it's funny you say that, Adil, actually. The Clippers organization, the head office, those front office guys, they definitely are sneaky like that. Actually, I don't know if you know this, but throughout the year, sporadically, Lawrence Frank would attend Raptors games.
Yeah,
he would literally be sitting like five rows from the court, just like it was like almost stalkerish. But you know, the seeds were planted. Hey, call it what you want, man. He shot his shot and he got what he wanted, right? I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if the Clippers were pulling a move like that. I mean, I was talking to Hamza about this. Tell me what you think about this. But Kawhi low-key pulled a LeBron with the recruiting. I mean, Kawhi was trying to build his team. He got Paul George to request the trade, similar to what Anthony Davis did. The only difference is Kawhi did it privately. And it's almost like it's just by that, it's a bit more respectable, in my opinion, because it was all under the wraps.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't really in a position to give an out, because each team was offering their best. And if he had said that he was going to go a certain way, you know, maybe one of the teams or something would have backed out.
Yeah,
but then also, I think the Clippers also kept him at bay. The Clippers knew all along, like Jerry West, I think, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he knew all along that, hey, yeah, let the Lakers offer the world. Let the Raptors offer the world. We already got an agreement that if we get Paul George, he's coming. So they knew that all along, and they kept it under wraps.
His situation is a little different than like LeBron. If LeBron was in Kawhi's shoes, he would have went with the Lakers 100% because LeBron's all about the super team, you know.
Hollywood, man. He's all about that spotlight.
But like Kawhi, so I get like the old, like, you know, oh, he kind of spoke to PG, you know, he wanted another player. But I mean, you can't blame another a guy wanting another star with him. You know, like Kevin Durant and Kyrie kind of did that, you know, but like that's not to, I mean, like, in an era of super teams, it's refreshing for me to see that Kawhi actually was like, nah, I won't take the easiest possible road, but I don't want to take the hardest one either. I'm going to take a middle route. Like, I just give me an all-star, I mean, and I can make it work.
Agreed. And, you know, as a Raptors fan, I'll say this. Kawhi made the best basketball decision. I mean, it's home. It's where he grew up. It's born and raised. It's home for him. It's a good market. It's not the spotlight. It's a good team, good ownership, good coaches. It's Jerry West, the dynasty builder. I mean, yeah. I don't blame – because what the biggest thing that came out was Kawhi was not looking to do a short-term deal. And the only benefit of coming to the Raptors was a 2-year deal. And because he wasn't interested in that, it should have been the Clippers the whole way.
But basically, he was going to go back to Toronto if they weren't able to land Paul George. So
I don't think the Lakers truly had a shot. But
yeah.
Anyways, aside from that, Adil, the East is yours, man. You're a Philly fan. So what do you think? Philly or Bucks?
It's a toss-up, 50-50. But I think the future for the Sixers – I mean, they've put all their cards in for the next 5 years. They've invested in their future, so I think they're pretty confident at least for next year. Yeah, I think Philly's the favorite. Obviously, the Bucks are bringing the same team back, but minus Brogdon. So there'll be an issue. But outside of that, I can't really think. I mean, can you think of another team in the East? I mean, Brooklyn's 2 years away.
Right.
So I think it's going to be either Philly or Bucks really going to.
Yeah, I think it's pretty easy.
There's no, the second tier probably be, I mean, Celtics probably still second tier. Raptors went down a notch. Pacers, yeah, I mean, they'll probably be a little better, but there's no one really that can contend with, in my opinion, the Bucks or the Sixers. Only thing I have to say is I think Sixers have actually not a 5-year window, but maybe a 2-year window. I mean, because you got to pay up, you know, Embiid too, and like no one knows with his health situation and stuff like that. And then the Tobias contract might haunt them afterwards because it's insane to pay someone that's a fringe all-star at best, $180 million.
You never know, man. Ben Simmons is a Rich Paul client. I wouldn't be shocked if, like, in 2 years he's, like, trade me to L.A.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know.
Never know. But, you know, like, we talked about this previously, Adil, but talk to me about Al Horford's on Philly now. That's a great signing for, like, a vet locker room presence and IQ. But you guys did lose a go-to scorer. I mean, I did talk about this previously, but who's taking that last shot for you guys? I mean, in the playoffs, you have your go-to scorer.
Oh, I didn't even think I brought this up last time, but the best part about all the offseason moves is Josh Richardson. I mean, Al Horford is great, but in my opinion, I would gladly swap Jimmy for Josh Richardson at this point in their careers. I mean,
you got him for free, basically.
Oh, it was great. I'm super high on him. I mean, he's never been. I mean, last year he was sort of put in the position. Not even that. He's versatile in the fact that he plays multiple positions. Because before Justice Winslow came back last year for the Heat.
Yes, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. He was running the point.
He was running the point. Yeah.
The guy can score. He is capable of scoring. There are certain nights that he's gone for 30. There, you know, he can consistently go for 20 if given the opportunity. I'm not saying he's going to do that with Philly because the ball is going to be spread around, you know, pretty between Tobias,
Joel, Al, and James Ennis coming back is nice too. He was solid off the bench.
Yeah, they still need shooters. I'm not sure how their roster situation in terms of how many players they have currently. But they definitely need some more shooters. I mean, the guys like Tobias Harris is capable, Josh Richardson is capable, but they don't have like a guy like
JJ Redick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and that's why JJ Redick was the biggest loss for me in terms of what Philly lost. I don't think it was Jimmy, it was JJ. I think he was the focal point of everything you guys did. So hopefully someone steps up. I did see Korver's on their radar.
Yeah, Korver will also probably – I mean, I don't know. I think L.A. is actually done. I think L.A. has gotten all their roster. I think they have 14 players on their roster. The Lakers, I'm sorry. Yeah. So I don't know what. Yeah, Korver is definitely a good possibility.
And I mean, you lost some shooters, but like you kind of also like I hate using the word load management now because it feels like everyone's throwing that out all the time. But like, I'm gonna take the opportunity right now to promote the iPhone. Please, if you don't have one yet, get it.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yo, Adel.
Yep.
Yo, bro, why do you have a fucking Samsung, bro?
Bro, you need to get rid of that Samsung, bro. Come on.
It wasn't me, bro.
You're still using AOL 9.0 Optimized. Come on, man.
Not
broadband.
AOL Instant Messenger, bro. Instant Messenger.
Yo, Adel, what was your AIM screen name?
Adel 63.
Damn, dude! I thought he was gonna say Adel 69. That would have been better.
Should have. That was my secret SN.
Oh shit! Yo, Adel definitely put like you know people put in their profiles like when they were dating a girl like the date with a heart. That's all they put and the initials and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was definitely
it. It was all Eminem lyrics.
Oh god.
The last thing. Who's your finals pick, and how do you think the LA matchup goes? Clippers versus Lakers. Who do you think comes out on top, and finals picks?
Oh, hold on! But I was waiting to hear what Hamza had to say about Embiid management.
All right, I want to touch on this. So I hate how people throw out the term load management, but I think Al Horford is a decent signing that he can play the four right alongside Embiid, but he can also play
the five.
Five. Yeah. For Embiid, so give some
you know,
Embiid some
we
nights
got
off.
We got rid of super teams, and now we have load management. That's going to be the new thing.
Yeah, I honestly hate that term, load management. Like, I know, like, Pop has been, like, known for doing it, but, like...
But now it's mainstream. It's,
yeah.
Every NBA player, you're not going to expect every NBA player to play all 82 games, right?
Yeah, that's fine, but, like, I don't want him to take 25 games off.
Yeah, but who cares? You're getting 60 games out of him, and if you're still first or second seed in the East, what does it matter?
Kawhi showed you that.
Yeah, no, Kawhi, I agree, but like from a consumer perspective, I don't want to pay or even get season tickets or even like how do I know I'm gonna go in there and get to see like an All Star player?
Dude, it's not a one person team either, right? Embiid is he's a big piece of it.
But for the casual fans, I want to see Embiid. I want to see Simmons. I want to see
bro,
all the guys.
But if Al Horford allows Embiid to rest and that's his biggest issue, then good for Philly. If I'm Philly's owner, that's what
I agree.
They don't give a shit about the
fans.
You're not gonna go watch the Phoenix Suns play Embiid and when Embiid just sits, be mad about it.
Listen,
you know,
man, if I'm a student and I get $15 tickets to watch that, shit, I might go as long as I can see Embiid dunk on somebody.
Yeah, but that $15 isn't doing anyone any good, so they don't care. But yeah, anyways, so next thing, who comes out in the Cali, the LA, the fight in LA, Clippers or Lakers, and finals picks, and then let's wrap it up.
All right. Yeah, so, the West is actually looking real interesting. I did want to say that New Orleans looks sick, and I don't know if you saw so the fourth pick was that kid Jackson Hayes.
Yeah, he just dunked on somebody.
Yeah, the guy's doing some ridiculous stuff in Summer League. And then, obviously, Zion, and then they signed JJ, and they have Drew Holiday.
They're a really good defensive team.
They're solid.
Young team.
Yeah, exactly. I think the Pelicans may take a spot in the West. Then secondly, Denver. Denver is they're a super young team. They're only going to get better. The same team coming back with Michael Porter Jr. And who knows how nasty he's going to be.
Hurt his knee. I don't know how significant it is.
Okay.
I get what you're saying. Denver's going to be good. I agree.
Then lastly, the Lakers. I think, honestly, as much as I hate to say it, the Lakers, I think, are the favorite as it stands right now. I mean,
I got to ask you something. You said you think the Pelicans could take the 8th seed. Who would miss the playoffs then?
We would have to name the teams. It's going to be up for grabs, that's for sure. I mean,
I guess Thunder at this stage will probably miss it since they're going for a full-on rebuild. But like, Sacramento's still going to be up there close. You know, you got the Pelicans. Clippers will be back.
Utah for sure. With
Utah, Kyle. LA, both Lakers franchises are going to be up there. You know, like
Lakers and Clippers, you have Lakers on top. I think the Lakers did a great job with Avery Bradley signing. That's huge. Boogie's a big signing. I think the Lakers are rounding out their roster nicely, but Clippers still have that gritty team.
The Lakers, just looking at matchups, I get what you're saying. On paper, theoretically, you're thinking about it and it's up for grabs. But then I look at matchups. And yeah. When I look at the Lakers roster, I mean, yeah, dude. And that's going to be really tough to beat.
I think health will play a big part. So that's fair. I can agree to as much as I don't want to, I could see the Lakers in a seven game. I just imagine the two-way beasts that Paul George and Kawhi are. I just imagine them to do something special, man. And Pat Beverly at point, like if they could figure out how to combat the size, they could be a big problem. But
I mean, they're probably gonna be the best team. Defensive team there. You got Kawhi, Paul George, Pat Beverly, Montrezl Harrell.
If they get Iguodala,
the biggest X factor of them all for the Clippers is Lou Williams. Like,
yeah, he's the X factor.
Three offensively, that combo is sick. Those three, and then
Lou Will is a walking bucket. I don't have an issue with him scoring. He's gonna be a walking
exactly, bucket. Exactly. And like you said, they're a good defensive team. Doc knows how to coach. The one weakness, though, is we're at big. Like, yes, you know, their big signing at big was Zubac. So Harrell is big, but Harrell will have to check AD. And that's a tough cover.
And Boogie.
Giving
and
up
Boogie.
3-4
inches. I need to see how Boogie does. I hope he bounces back. I hope he loses some weight. That could be huge
for them if Boogie comes back. Yeah, I think Boogie comes back and dominates. That's what I think. He's the biggest offseason signing of them all because he's the cheapest. Yeah, even last year when he was healthy before he went down,
he was making some noise.
Yeah, dude, he was hitting 20 and 10. He averaged that for a month.
Agreed.
So and that's on a team with Steph, Clay, like TD, with all his So I think that's the biggest signing of them all. I agree with that.
That was a steal.
Yeah,
that was a steal. So who's your finals pick? And then we gotta cut off right here. Who's your finals pick?
Matthew. Yeah, I'm thinking it's the Lakers and Sixers.
Okay. And Lakers take it all or what?
I can't say that.
Okay, his heart tells him Philly, but his mind tells him LA.
I'm gonna have to go with the Sixers.
Hey, it's fair, man.
You can contemplate that for the entire duration of the upcoming season.
I think you just have to look at matchups, and Sixers are similarly big like the Lakers.
Agreed.
So we're talking about Horford, Boogie, Embiid, AD, right?
Horford is a sneaky good defender. Horford is a great defender.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a great defender.
Funny you guys all say this. Remember when I drafted him in fantasy and you guys all gave me shit for
it? Oh, my God. Yeah, but he's not a fantasy stud. He's just like he does stuff off the field.
He came on, but early in the year, yeah, this is load management for Al Horford. He's later in his career.
Luckily, I traded for Blake Griffin from a certain somebody.
Horford's adapted. His game is adapted to the modern game because he's able to stretch.
Yeah,
so I think matchup-wise, you're looking all across the board. It's pretty even. So it'll just come down to who executes. And I'm going to go with the Sixers, man.
Perfect. All right, Adil, my man, thank you so much for being the inaugural guest on Garam Masala. We will send you the finished pod, and I hope you enjoy the rest of it. There's some fun segments. And we hope to have you back, man.
For sure.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys.
All right, fellas.
All right, man. Talk easy, boy.
Take care.
All right, everyone. Here we are with our next segment with special guests, Mr. Gossam Beg and Ali Manzoor. Initially, we had them competing against each other, and Hamza and I composed 5 questions to which they were comparing their answers to our baseline for a prize. That turned into a 45-minute argument, and we had Gossam Beg saying stuff like this.
Yeah, and his first move as the executive was to sign Lamar Odom, who was on crack.
And also this.
Q is in the building, and today the Q stands for Gutti.
Okay.
On the other hand, we had Mr. Ali Manzoor trying to take over our podcast and ask us the questions, which as a result really extended our podcast time, kind of like this.
Not to go off on a tangent, but this is relevant. Which duo, assuming that they both stay healthy, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George versus Anthony Davis and LeBron?
Ali, that's a great question, but we have a list of other questions we need to
just
get
give
to.
A quick answer.
What's your question, Ali? We're the fucking the hosts duo? On this, okay? You're not the fucking host.
Sorry, I'm
not talking.
Ali, you're not.
You shut your mouth.
Ali, you're a fucking.
I'm taking over, baby.
You speak when spoken to.
Due to these distractions, we had to skip forward to our bonus round, and here it is. Enjoy.
Bonus round, we're waiting.
All right, so topic discussion is Ben Simmons. Very quickly, it's a tie right now, so this is going to determine the winner. I think Ben Simmons is stupid overrated. I think he is not a good player beyond the second round of the playoffs. So I want to hear your guys' take. Is Ben Simmons good? Is he not good? What do you think his future is? Like, what do you think of the hype around him? Gossam, feel free to go first.
And
Ben
please,
Simmons is 100%.
Gossam, before you go, please keep it within like 1 minute because I know this is going to go on and on. And we have
Please. We're already at a half hour, so please.
So my personal opinion, Ben Simmons is definitely overrated. People were having conversations about calling him a top 3 point guard coming into the season. He did not prove that. If you're talking about a guy that's averaging 16, 8, and 8, this isn't like 2005 where you had shitty point guards. You have stud point guards in the NBA nowadays, and people are trying to say Ben Simmons is a superstar. Ben Simmons is a solid player, but until he develops a jump shot, it's going to hold himself back from taking that next step.
Okay, so
quickly
to interrupt you, just for time's sake, do you think he will develop a jump shot?
I think he will develop a solid 10 to 12 footer, not beyond that.
Fair.
Okay, so do you think he's good?
Which is what I think will help take them over the top, along with a budding Joel Embiid.
Do you think he will be good this year?
I think he will be good this year, but not as good as everybody says. I still think that he is a worse version of Prime Rondo.
Okay,
a much worse version of Prime Rondo.
Yeah, I mean, so me, Hamza Mazama, we've beaten the horse and discussed Ben Simmons to the death of it. So obviously,
dead horse.
Ben Simmons,
dead horse.
Ben Simmons to me is I think he's a solid player. Obviously, his biggest setback and his liability comes with his jump shot. In today's NBA, obviously, you need that, and that's important. Now, he does bring a lot of good things to the table, and I think a lot of people have hype around him because of where his ceiling is. You
or
still
because
gotta remember
who he's affiliated with. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, yeah. Well, he has the hype because of that. And I mean,
Kyle
you still
Kuzma.
Remember this guy's
shout
only 22.
Shout out Kyle Kuzma for stealing Kendall Jenner.
Hold on. Let
yeah,
finish.
True. So you have to remember this guy's only 22 years old. And while, yes, in a half-court offense, he's tough, especially him and Joel Embiid. You even kind of see they get in each other's ways. But his positive attributes in a fast break – setting and transition, he thrives in that. I would argue that he's an above average passer. He's a decent and solid defender. He's still a big body, so he brings all these great tangibles to a team. But yeah, of course, in a playoff setting, him not really having a jump shot is going to be his biggest downfall. So until we can develop that, you know, I don't see him becoming much better, but he can still improve a lot of other different aspects of his game.
Okay, well, here's my take on it. If you're a point guard or if you're a guard in today's NBA, if you can't shoot, then to be honest with you, you are not great. I don't care if you can pass the
and it's
ball.
It's not just shoot; it's shooting free throws as well.
Yeah, but it's not a practice thing. His mechanics are terrible. His elbow sticks out. It's not fluid. He has a lot of work to do, and so I don't believe that he will have a jump shot next year, not even a mid-range one. I don't care that he's a good transition point guard. In the playoffs, when you're scouted by good teams in the second round and further, those teams literally are memorizing every single thing you do. They're going to look at how the touch him until we got to the free throw line, and we put our worst defenders on him in the playoffs. I mean, he wasn't a threat to us. He had one or two good games max.
No, no, Kawhi was on him for a lot.
On switches. Kawhi was on switches. Simmons a lot. Primarily, we switched up defenders on him to throw him off, but he had maybe two good games, maybe, if that, in that seven-game series. And that's if you're the featured star on that team, that's not okay. If you can't, and it's all because he can't shoot.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's I think everyone knows that that's a glaring liability.
I think
of
if he takes the time this season and works with somebody like a Drew Hanlon or something like that, he can develop a solid, if not solid, like a decent mid-range. And if he could develop that at least a 10 to 12 footer, it helps that team immensely.
His ceiling is through the roof. He has potential to be probably the best point guard in the league, and not even close. But
if he could shoot,
until he develops if he could shoot, exactly. Yeah. So only time will really tell.
Okay, so assuming he gets a jumper, like what are we saying that he's going to be a top 5 point guard in the league if he were to get some sort of jumper?
If he could shoot,
if he develops a jumper, he'll be a top 5 point guard easy.
100%.
If he develops a 3-pointer,
but I don't see it happening. Therefore, I don't.
But he's never made a 3-pointer.
No, he hasn't. Yeah. I think his biggest thing is he should at least be willing to take.
All right, guys.
If you put me in an NBA game, I could make a 3-pointer.
Love you guys, but we have minutes.
That's true.
We're gonna. So just to end this, it sounds pretty even. So I think the way we could determine this is, Ali, tell us why you should win. And then Hamza, please follow, or Gossam, please follow. And that will determine the winner because it was pretty equal. There was 1 point.
30 Gossam seconds got... each, please. We're at 40
All right,
minutes.
Starting now. Go, Ali, go.
All right. Well, again, I mean, just to reiterate, I think Clippers had the best offseason. They gained the two top defenders, two top two-way players in the league. They already have a great system that was already built before those guys got there. So again, that's my reason that they're best. They won
you
the free.
You have 10 seconds left, but tell me why do you think you're better than Gossam in this argument?
Well, I think I was just able to better elaborate my reasoning. Gossam had a little bit of hot takes every now and then, but mine, if I had to put money on it, I would go with my answers.
Okay. And Gossam?
Oh, simple. I changed your guys' minds more than once.
Ooh.
Did they, though?
I went with different reasoning. I went against the grain. I shaved upwards on my face. Ollie, on the other hand, was a little basic Betty. Like, if Beatrice was a name, Ollie would be called Beatrice Manzoor from now on.
Gossam, we're like so close to giving it to you, but your jokes are killing it right now, bro.
I know Cosmo was trying to be.
Be honest with you. You guys both killed it today. Gossam, you made a very good point. You did change our mind on something. So Gossam or Hamza, who do you think the winner should be?
So initially we had our answers very, and they were really consistent with Ali's, but I will give it to Gossam. He did change my mind on the. Not the Kawhi, but the Clippers. I do think LA with potential Boogie and like the other offseason signing Avery Bradley as of today changed my mind that I think the Lakers had the best offseason. So I would give the extra point to him. But this is really close, and both you guys probably could have won this anyways.
Yeah. So sorry, Ali. You killed it.
Wow, that's disappointing.
You killed it. You know, all love.
We're acting like we didn't already know that the Lakers are going to be nice. Hamza, if he changed your mind,
Ali, I don't appreciate you attacking my co-host, okay? Let's not get aggressive here.
This is typical Ali, arguing after he's already lost.
Of course.
All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to try to get this pod out tonight. Again, you guys both killed it today. And we hope to have you guys back in for our next debate.
Yep. Thanks, guys. You guys were killing
it. All right. Thanks.
All right. We're about to move on to our last segment of this podcast, the much anticipated debate between Nova guys versus Maryland guys. And we have a special guest. We actually have two special guests for this pod this evening. We have Ali Manzoor and Shahzad Azad. I think they can chime in pretty good on this.
You know, there's this common notion that there's this hidden rivalry between Maryland and Virginia, guys, and no one fucking talks about it. You know, we always, when we're sitting with each other and people are talking about Nova guys, then you go to Nova and Nova guys are like, yo, Maryland guys are whack, but why aren't we talking about it? What's going on? Where's the rivalry? So we want to take this opportunity to ask some questions here. I mean, you're kind of binded, Shahzad, to Nova in a way. And Ali, you practically are a Nova guy, so we figured it's appropriate.
I disagree.
Ali. So, actually, Ali, I want to ask you first. What is a Nova guy?
So, first of all,
hold it here, please.
So, first of all, I have respect for Virginia guys. Look, there's no rivalry. No. It's not that Maryland and Virginia have a rivalry.
Excuse us for a second. Hold it here because it'll make noise.
Okay. Alright. Anyways, to me, I think Maryland guys show nothing but love to Virginia guys, but from my experiences, I've just seen Virginia guys hate on Maryland guys. Is that not true?
Shahzad,
can I just interject for a second? Being a Maryland guy born and bred, I think I can speak on what a Virginia guy is. Ali's a little biased because he's a Potomac guy, so he's kind of a little bit of both. But so
a hybrid.
Yeah, Nova guys. The typical Nova guy starter pack consists of a skin fade with a side part, blazer that they wear everywhere, including McDonald's, and a 3 Series BMW.
Let Shahzad shed some light here.
I would concur with that statement. Let me just add a little flair and elements. But essentially, with the skin fade, you have to have some spikes going on at the top. A very hard part. And definitely blazers. We're talking loafers, maybe the tassel ones, you know?
True.
Rolled up pants. Okay. Skin showing on the ankles. That's a must. That's part of the starter pack. A Gucci belt must be showing. If not, it's got to be Ferragamo. One of the two.
So, you just described Ali Manzoor.
Oh my god, here we go. Let me just...
Wait, hold on. But the Maryland counterpart, let's assess that as well.
Establish what...
All right, so, typical of Maryland, you know, we're more of the bro scene. So, let's say polo, you know, or a button-up polo. This is at its finest. Okay, so let's keep that in mind. A nice button-down polo, some khakis, maybe some jeans, you know, some Sperry's. You know, just keep it cash. That's the typical Maryland bro. Not pretentious.
So
not pointing any shade.
Shahzad, if you don't mind me asking, where do you categorize yourself?
That's a tough question. Because I have definitely been the Maryland bro all my life. I've personally changed my style in the last couple of years. I am always a Maryland bro at heart.
But do you identify yourself as a Nova guy now?
I would rather...
Okay, thank you. That's
okay.
Ali, please answer the same question.
Anyways, so to me, there's a main difference between a Maryland guy and a Nova guy. To me, a Virginia guy is a guy who goes out of his way to show off, you know, and not all of them are bad like that, but it's those guys who are in the gym, taking the gym selfies, wearing, you know, their designer stuff, showing off. That's
Ali, if you don't mind me interjecting, Shahzad, you said what kind of shoes do Nova guys wear?
Tassel loafers.
Ali, if you don't mind me asking, what shoes are you wearing at this moment?
They're not tassel loafers.
Are they loafers?
Yeah, they're loafers. That doesn't.
Ali, how often do you get your hair cut?
Oh my god, every 2 weeks or so.
Ali, are you wearing any socks right now?
Nope.
Ali, are you showing skin right now on your ankles?
Yeah, because my pants are like.
Ali, are your pants?
Interesting.
Ali, are your pants currently folded right now, as Shazad described to the T?
No, it's because it's rolled up as I'm laying in a bed.
Interesting.
For this New York trip,
I have a right.
No. For this New York trip, what did you tell me this whole time that you're gonna show out? Listen, you're gonna flex. You got a fresh haircut. You got a fresh beard fade. Who you trying to flex on?
I have a right to respond.
Okay, I haven't gotten my haircut in the past 4 weeks.
Everybody can look at the picture that we're looking at.
Listen,
Raja,
feel free
December
to
December 2nd, 2018.
Feel free to at me at Hibachi Grill on Instagram. I am have nowhere near a Nova dude.
Oh my god!
And people will know.
Oh, here we go. The skin fade with the suit.
Listen.
With the Burberry tie. Everybody, please, guys.
Ali Manzoor,
February 18th, 2018.
Ali Manzoor pulled up a picture of himself, is now accusing me of this.
Oh, let me actually give you guys
the
best part.
Listen.
Hamza went out of his way to get a shalwar kameez from a Nova guy so he could rock it at tomorrow's suit.
This is
100% accurate.
This is absolutely false.
You're trying to get on this podcast to rip me.
Why?
Trying to get on the podcast to rip me, and Hamza's the epitome of
Ali is being very aggressive. He's holding my wrist in a really awkward position. Okay, now that I have the mic, let me just say one thing. Anyone who knows me knows I'm not a Nova guy. I do not wear brand name stuff. My net worth is probably less than half of that of Ali's pants right now. All right. I grew up in, you know, Baltimore County, essentially. Ali Manzoor, his first gift when he was just a tad little boy was a electric BMW, the little cars that you can ride around. His first, there's nothing. Yes, I did take a picture today on the Central Bridge, but wearing a Raptors jersey. I don't think Ali even owns a jersey.
So you're wearing a bandwagon as well?
I think Ali doesn't wear anything that's not Gucci or Prada or what have you. I think the most expensive thing I own is probably less than Ali's boxers. So let's just let that speak for itself.
A lot of tensions brewing in this hot hotel room right now.
Oh my God!
Kawhi Leonard is going to the Los Angeles Clippers.
No,
you're lying.
No way!
Swear to God.
Wait.
Yahoo Sports.
Kawhi
Leonard
my God!
Will
really
sign the Clippers.
Fuck.
Wait, what? And Oklahoma City is trading Paul George to Clippers as well.
What?
Oh my!
You're lying.
Wow. Nope.
You're joking.
Oklahoma City is trading All-Star Paul George to Los Angeles Clippers for a record-setting collection of draft picks. Verified by Adrian Wojnarowski. Wow, we are live. I repeat, we are live with this news.
What?
Holy shit.
Crazy. The Clippers just got in the mix. Wow.
Oh my God, this is the worst day ever. Fuck, it's over. He's gone.
Dude, Kawhi and Paul George together.
Oh my God.
That's a crazy defensive match.
Dude,
like,
they're
duo
getting
right
PG
there.
Too.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Well, they took the Clippers completely out of the argument, and now they got them. It became Lakers and Raptors, and the Clippers ended up getting them.
Dude, they got PG as
holy
well.
Holy shit.
Dude, holy shit. At 2 a.m. this happened?
Fuck.
Mazoma, let's hear your live thoughts right now. Raptors fan.
I mean, he went to the Clippers. I'd rather him just, I've said that, so. Damn, it's over.
At least we can say that there has been some sort of balance has been restored to some extent in the NBA. I think this is insane. I'm very curious to see what inspired OKC to trade Paul George or what the Clippers offered.
Yeah, I wonder what they got for him.
It's. I mean, we're all eagerly anticipating what the return was. I would like to say that I do not think that the Thunder will make the playoffs next year. I think
no, they won't. Westbrook can't do it alone.
And
he's
not
a winner.
And those triple doubles will probably be still present, but they'll be empty.
So apparently, Woj just said Kawhi wanted Paul George, so that's why the Clippers delivered. Goddamn! There goes. On that note, I am signing out.